This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Seven African leaders visited Ukraine's capital Friday as part of a self-styled mission to both Ukraine and Russia to try to end their nearly 16-month-old war, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The high-level delegation said they wanted to bring an African perspective to the peace process. Their talks with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky could not start until after air raid sirens went off, signaling a Russian assault. Later at a news conference, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the missile attack was a sign both sides needed to stop fighting and start talking.
This war must be settled, and there should be peace through negotiations and diplomatic means.
But Zelensky said the peace talks with Russia were not possible until Moscow withdraws its forces from occupied Ukrainian territory. Zelensky made clear Ukraine stood by its own peace initiative based on a complete Russian withdrawal, but invited African leaders to take part in an international peace summit that's still being planned. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Shortly before setting off for Beijing, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is emphasizing the importance of the U.S. and Russia, U.S. and China establishing better lines of communication. He will be the highest-ranking member of the Biden administration to visit China. Blinken says the U.S. wants to make sure that the competition that they have with China does not veer into conflict.
One of the clear demand signals that we get, including from our close friends and partners, is that both the United States and the PRC will responsibly manage this relationship and look for areas where our cooperation might produce results that benefit not only our own people, but people around the world, including in the region.
The trip is the outgrowth of a meeting in Bali last year between President Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ugandan police say at least 25 people were killed in a suspected rebel attack on a school near the Congo border. Police say the extremist group known as the Allied Democratic Forces carried out the attack late Friday night on the school about 2.5 miles from the Congo border. Police say a dormitory was burned and a food store looted. 8 people are in critical condition and others were abducted. Relatives brace for more bad news after more than a dozen mainly elderly people died in a crash in Canada. Get more from Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
At least 15 people were killed in the Canadian Prairie province of Manitoba on Thursday after a semi-trailer truck hit a small bus that was carrying a group of mainly elderly people. Several survivors were in critical care on Friday, receiving life-saving support, according to health officials. Sean Young is with the Health Sciences Center in Winnipeg.
I mean, age does have a big impact on our ability to withstand injuries like this, so it will impact their recovery, it will impact their outcomes as well. This is an elderly cohort of patients, and so the recoveries will be long and their course could be complicated.
Also on Friday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed his condolences for the victims.
Relatives, again, embracing more for the bad news. China's government on Friday rejected as far-fetched and unprofessional report by a U.S. security firm that blamed Chinese-linked hackers for attacks on hundreds of public agencies, schools, and other targets around the world. The White House has selected a former North Carolina health official to be the new director of the nation's top federal public health agency, AP correspondent Adrian Bradshaw.
The White House is announcing that Dr. Mandy Cohen will be the new director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Cohen previously served as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services from 2017 until last year. She succeeds Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who last month announced she was leaving at the end of June. Cohen will take over after some rough years at the CDC, whose 12,000-plus employees are tasked with protecting Americans from disease outbreaks and other public health threats. Recent polls show public trust in the CDC has somewhat eroded, partly due to missteps in dealing with COVID-19 and to political attacks. I'm Adrienne Bradshaw.
The Greek Coast Guard on Friday defended its response to the sinking of a ship that went down off the country's south coast and left as many as 500 migrants presumed drowned. Criticism mounted over Europe's years-long failure to prevent such tragedies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.